The lesson from Isaiah 55. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When someone says, "I give you my word," we are to assume that that person will do whatever it is that is said or promised. Of course, that depends on the reliability and the reputation of the person and whether this is a lie or the truth. We know that God does not lie. So whatever he says, he will do. God keeps his word. But God's word is different from human words also because it carries in it the very power to do what it says. God used his word to create the world, to heal the sick, to release and raise the dead. It is the power to salvation for everyone who believes in Jesus. God's word, we know, has two main teachings, law and gospel. The law condemns and rebukes our sin. The gospel forgives and saves us through the work of Jesus, our Savior. God's word is described as a burning fire, as a two-edged sword, cutting through, but also as medicine, as pure, more glorious than gold, the food by which we live. It will do what God intends it to do, creating and destroying, rebuking and forgiving, condemning and saving. There's so many examples that we can hear of this in God's word, of the power of God's word. Here are some examples. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God beheld the light, and it was good. In the day that you eat of the tree in the midst of the garden, you shall surely die. And we know that Adam and Eve died spiritually that day. Jesus said, "Arise and walk." And immediately the man took up his bed and walked. Jesus said, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the dead girl arose and walked. And after Peter's sermon, speaking the word of God on that very first Pentecost, we hear these words. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins." The word of God created the world, and it creates faith in our hearts. It exposes our sins, and it forgives them. It accomplishes God's purpose, not our purpose, but God's purpose, the purpose for which God sends it into the world and into our heart. And God's ways are beyond what we can understand. He doesn't promise prosperity always, but he promises to be with us even in troubled times, as he was with Joseph in slavery and in prison, as he was with Job when everything was taken from him. He will be with us, as he was with Jonah when he was thrown into the sea and survived in the belly of the great fish. He will be with us as he was with his people in exile, where they wept by the rivers of Babylon and longed for their homeland. He will also be with us in times of joy and rejoicing, as when he brought Israel out of slavery in Egypt, when he made David and Solomon rich and powerful and wise, when he saved Daniel from the lion's den. What sustains us in times of trouble and what teaches us to give all glory to God is his powerful word and promise. God's word brings instruction and truth, comfort and healing, joy and salvation. These are God's promises for this life and the life to come. When you graduate from Bethany Lutheran College, your diploma is inscribed with these words from Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Our purpose here at Bethany is simply to proclaim that word of God and let the Holy Spirit do his holy work. God is a gracious and loving God who wants to guide you into all good things in this life and into eternal life. And God's word is powerful to forgive you when you fail and when you sin, to bring you into his eternal kingdom of everlasting life through Christ. The word of God is a lamp and a light for this life and the life to come. For this we give thanks to God and pray that he will use his word to accomplish our salvation and our entrance into heaven. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.